Today is Wednesday, February 24th. Happy birthday to boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr., who turns 44 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, brought to you by Peggy Slappy Properties. A federal judge has placed a U.S. Capitol riot participant from Buford on home detention. 61% of educators who work in schools are interested in a COVID vaccine opportunity. State Representative Jasmine Clark is hosting a community food distribution event Saturday in Gwinnett County. A man wanted on child exploitation charges in Villarica was arrested in Duluth. Gwinnett Medical Examiner's Office investigator Eric Bailey is looking for a kidney donor. And Gwinnett Tax Commissioner Tiffany Porter has announced extended tag office hours starting March 1st. Plus, we'll hear from former Atlanta resident and New York Times best-selling author Steve Barry.
He's got a brand new book that is just out. It's called The Kaiser's Web. And Steve, am I correct in saying that this is a historical what-if type of book?
Yeah, the fancy term would be an international suspense thriller. It deals with action, history, secrets, conspiracies. And this one deals with something from World War II that still has relevance today and will affect the German national elections.
Has the time come for you and your family to buy or sell a new home? Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and the team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy Slappy Properties consists of more than 35 realtors that realize fostering strong relationships with community is the key to their business. They work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes are newly built. They have listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference at Peggy Slappy Properties? They're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call at 770-271-5555. That's 770-271-5555. Peggy Slappy Properties delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
A Buford man accused of participating in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has been placed on home detention by a federal judge. 49-year-old Verdon Andrew Nally was arrested last week on charges of obstruction of an official proceeding, violent entry or disorderly conduct, and entering a restricted building or grounds. He was released on $10,000 bond on Friday. Nally was indicted along with Americus area attorney William McCall Calhoun Jr., who faces the same charges. The indictment states that William McCall Calhoun Jr. and Verdon Andrew Nally attempted to and did corruptly obstruct, influence, and impede an official proceeding and did conspire to do so. That is, Calhoun and Nally forcibly entered and remained in the Capitol to stop, delay, and hinder Congress's certification of the Electoral College vote. Nally can only leave his residence for work, education, church services, medical substance abuse of mental health treatment, attorney visits, court appearances, any court-ordered obligation, and activities that must be approved in advance by the court's pretrial services office or supervising officer. He must also be placed under GPS monitoring, surrender his passport, submit his weekly schedule to his probation officer by no later than Friday of the preceding week, and have no contact with Mr. Calhoun. If Gwinnett County Public Schools offered an opportunity for its roughly 25,000 employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine from public health officials, more than 60% of the educators who are in schools and deal directly with students said they would take advantage of it, according to a district survey. The school system began making plans to survey its employees about their interest in getting the COVID-19 vaccine shortly after it started to be shipped to Georgia in December. The results showed 61% of teachers, media specialists, counselors, and local school technology coordinators in the district said they'd be interested in getting vaccinated through an opportunity coordinated by the school system and the health department. State Representative Jasmine Clark of Lilburn is inviting families who need help during the COVID-19 pandemic to come out and get food assistance this weekend. Representative Clark and the Atlanta North Georgia Labor Council will hold a community food distribution event at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Lilburn Alliance Church on Lawrenceville Highway in Tucker. The event will be conducted on a first-come, first-served basis while supplies last and will be done in a drive-through format, trying to be as contactless as possible due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. A man wanted by Villarrica police on 20 counts of sexual exploitation of children was arrested in Duluth on Friday. 38-year-old Villarrica resident Eric Richard Harris allegedly molested a young girl whose age was only listed as being under the age of 6. He was arrested on child molestation and cruelty to children in the first degree on February 4th. Harris bonded out of jail and then was arrested again, this time in Duluth, after electronics belonging to him were searched and numerous videos of child pornography were discovered.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com. Foggy Bottom Barbecue is home to delicious slow-smoke pit-to-plate barbecue with 2 locations in Lawrenceville and Loganville. Foggy Bottom Barbecue is all about family, friends, food, and faith, and are closed every Sunday and Monday. Use hashtag GDP Podcast for your chance at a $25 gift card to Foggy Bottom Barbecue.
Eric Bailey faces death on a regular basis through his job as an investigator for the Gwinnett County Medical Examiner's Office, but he was left stunned in September 2018 when he found out he could be facing it in his personal life as well. 47-year-old Eric Bailey had been feeling tired on a frequent basis, and he started to notice that whenever he ate or drank, it didn't taste the way it used to. He experienced right chest pain, and after doctors examined him, they determined he was experiencing kidney failure. Bailey is looking for a kidney donor so he can get a transplant. He's been on the transplant list for roughly 2 years, but a donor has not yet been identified. Anyone interested in possibly being a donor for Mr. Bailey can contact Emory Healthcare and Erlanger Health System in Chattanooga. Gwinnett County residents will be able to visit the county's tag offices a little later in the day starting next month. Tax Commissioner Tiffany Porter announced that her office will shift the tag office hours on weekdays to be open an hour later in an effort to address higher demand for services in the afternoons. The new hours go into effect on March 1st. Tag office hours will be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. next month. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, the Lawrenceville, Norcross, and Snellville tag offices will stay open an extra hour, closing at 7 p.m. The Lawrenceville branch will be closed on Mondays, however, and will continue to offer it's 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. hours on Saturdays. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is with former Atlanta resident and New York Times bestselling author Steve Barry to talk about his new book, The Kaiser's Web.
It deals with action, history, secrets, conspiracies. I take something from the past, something real, something you may not know a lot about, but I'm hoping you want to know more about. And I weave a modern day thriller around it. And this one deals with something from World War II that still has relevance today and will affect the German national elections.
And Steve, you're doing a book tour. You're doing an event with the Center for the Book in Decatur, but this is virtual, right?
And the entire tour this year is virtual. Normally, I do about 8 cities in about 8 or 9 days. And this year, everything is virtual. There's no traveling around. So we'll be doing a virtual event there. On my website at steveberry.org under the events section, there's a link where you can link up and come to and participate in that event. But of course, now that they're virtual, you can participate in any of the events. That's the great thing about them. Anywhere in the world, anybody can participate in them.
I love that. So the Center for the Book in Decatur is putting this on. And then what can we get out of this virtual event on March 1st at 7 o'clock? What are you going to be doing?
We'll be talking about the book, Kaiser's Web. I'm sure that there'll be an interaction where they can post questions that I can answer. I know a lot of the Zoom events I'll be doing have that capability, so I assume it will too. So it'll be very similar to a regular book event, except we just won't be all in one room.
And I noticed on georgiacenterforthebook.org, you can get a signed book plate. So even though it's going to be virtual and we're living in this socially distanced world, you can still get a chance to get the author's autograph.
Yeah, I did. I signed book plates for all of the events and sent them to them. So they have book plates that they can put right in the front of the book with my signature on it, which is just as good. I mean, it's the real signature, looked right in front.
You did it yourself. You did it in person.
I did it, yes.
New York Times bestselling author Steve Barry joins us here on the podcast. Now, Steve, tell me, how does your law training, you were a lawyer for 30 years, how does that law training come into your book and your writing?
Almost non-existent, to be honest with you. I started writing my thrillers because I wanted to escape what I was doing. I was a trial lawyer. I did a lot of divorces, criminal defense, all kinds of things in court. And I would see people at their worst, and it wasn't the most pleasant thing in the world. And you do that for 30 years, it'll weigh on you. So I write thrillers to escape, and that's what thrillers are. They're escapism. So really, the practice of law didn't really help me much at all into being a novelist, because I didn't write about the law. I adhere to the philosophy that writing what you know is very bad advice. Instead, write what you love. If what you know and what you love are the same thing, wonderful. But if they're not, pick the one you love. And I loved action, history, secrets, conspiracies, so that's where I went.
Would you say that this is a time, since we're talking about things being socially distanced and a lot of people are in quarantine, lots of people are home, is this the time to explore some things like that, like you did?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't travel, you can't go anywhere, and thrillers are the perfect escape. They're the perfect thing to get away from it. And in my world, in Cotton Malone's world, who's my hero, COVID doesn't exist. I'm not ever going to mention it in any of the books because, I mean, my God, we hear about it every day. You don't want to read about it, too. So, you know, in my world, it's very different. So you can escape. You can get away. You can forget things for a little while, enjoy yourself. And this book is really fun because it goes to South America and South Africa and Switzerland and Germany. You get to go to all these places and see all these things. It's a travelogue. In my novels, the places become almost characters. And my readers like that. They want to go to these places, and I keep the descriptions to those places as close to reality as I possibly can.
His name is Steve Barry. He is a New York Times bestselling author, and the new book is called The Kaiser's Web. Steve, what changed for you as a lawyer to decide to pick up writing? I know you said you were trying to escape from it, but did you try other things before you wrote?
No, I was a lawyer, and I had a little voice in my head telling me to write, which all writers have, but I ignored the voice for 10 plus years. Finally, in the summer of 1990, I listened to the voice and I started to write. But from the day I wrote my first word to the day I sold my first word was 12 years. I wrote 8 manuscripts during that time. 5 went to New York publishing houses. They were rejected 85 times. I made it the 86th time, 12 years after I started. So it was a very long process for me to get published. And during those 12 years, I was still a lawyer. And then I wrote 7 more books as a lawyer and published those. So I didn't quit until book 8. So for me, it was not anything that happened overnight, for goodness sakes. It was a very long time to get to where I am today.
Is that the advice you give to other writers, is to just keep writing?
Absolutely, because I am living proof you can do it. And I tell people all the time, I may not know beans about how to write, but I'm a world-class expert on rejection.
Steve Barry, New York Times bestselling author. The new book is called The Kaiser's Web. And Steve, you're from Atlanta. You grew up here. When was the last time that you were in town, and how has it changed from the time you grew up to now?
Oh, gosh. When I grew up in Atlanta, there was no interstate system. They were building the interstate system in the early to mid-60s when I was a kid. There were no suburbs when I grew up. You went downtown to Rich's to shop. You know, the very first mall ever built up there was the North DeKalb Mall. Everything. I watched Atlanta change completely, utterly change from everything. I left in 1974. I've never lived there since, but I went back many, many times. The last time I was there was in 2019. We were supposed to go in 20, but we couldn't go. So, in Thanksgiving of 19 was the last time I was there. And it's so, so different now. I mean, it's huge. It's, but I still know my way around. I can still get around town, and I it's still home.
Maybe we'll see a Thriller set in Atlanta.
Haven't had one of those yet. Cotton Malone is from Georgia, so he has that connection to there, but, most of my books are overseas and international thrillers. I did 5 American books, but for the foreseeable future, Cotton will stay overseas.
New York Times bestselling author Steve Barry has a new book. It's called The Kaiser's Web. GeorgiaCenterForTheBook.org is where you can go and find the link for the virtual event on March 1st, where you can join him, and you can find the link where you can purchase the book and get a signed book plate, which Steve guarantees that he signed it by hand. It is just as good as if you met him.
Absolutely.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920, The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.